Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 23rd, 2021, and this is episode number 136 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. All right, it's Monday and I've made it back home. I hope you had a great weekend. Hopefully you were able to take a little bit of time to relax and to re-energize because it's time to get back at it and start this week strong. If you just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, you may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So when you hear me mention our special guests, that's what I'm talking about. We often play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with our special guests. This week, we've assembled topics that I think really get to the heart of a belief that many architects have and an issue that, frankly, frustrates many architects. There can be a perception that, as humans, everything we do is impacted by architects. But I don't know if that's actually true. Sure, the grocery store where you shop was probably at least stamped by an architect. Your kid's school was probably designed by an architect. The list of architect design structures you encounter every day is probably pretty extensive. But what about your house? Was it designed by an architect? The vast majority of single-family residential projects in the United States don't require an architect stamp. How many remodels or renovations do? What scopes can an engineer certify? How many small projects really require an architect to be involved? Some have said that the so-called 1% pay for the vast majority of projects. In reality, if you're hiring an architect, you're probably at least in the top 80 or 90% of income earners. So here's the frustration point. Many architects want to know, how can we make architecture, with a big A, and architects more accessible? If architects truly can make the built environment healthier and more livable and more beautiful, how can we engage more architects with more clients and more facets of our everyday lives? It should be interesting exploring this theme this week, but before we get into it, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we focused on finances and money mindsets and the idea of being financially independent and retiring early. Eric Reinholdt, the founder of 30 by 40 Design Workshop and co-host of The Two Sides of FI, was our special guest last week on Context and Clarity Live. And since he's dedicated himself to the FIRE movement, and in case you missed it, FIRE is an acronym for Financial Independence, Retire Early. Since we talked to Eric about FIRE, it may have been a different conversation than you expected if you were already familiar with Eric and his work. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 131, we started the week by asking, what's your financial past? It was really a discussion about where you learned or didn't learn about finances and how your relationship with money was formed. Tuesday, in episode 132, we talked about what it would take for you to retire early. The general consensus seemed to be that we didn't actually want to retire, as in quitting work, but probably to take a different approach to day-to-day work. On Wednesday's episode 133, we talked about passive income and set our goal in our afternoon Context and Clarity live stream to come up with 100 passive income ideas in an hour. Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I talked to Eric Reinholdt. We talked about FIRE and the concepts of financial independence and early retirement. Plus, we dug into how passive income can have a huge impact on your future income. Finally, Friday's episode 135, we hosted another mystery member spotlight, where everyone in the audience tried to guess who was joining Catherine and I on screen. It turns out that our mystery guest was Chris Novelli, an architect in Massachusetts and a longtime Context and Clarity regular. If you missed any, or you just want to dig deeper into some of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I understand that. But if that's you, I still encourage you to think about making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It's an extremely active global community just for architects. Every day, I'm amazed at some of the conversations that are going on in the group, and they all start with a question or a story about what happened on the job site today, or something that someone in the community is struggling with. Then, because this truly is a community, everyone else in the group weighs in with their experiences and their advice. It's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about using that link, and think about joining the group, and also think about adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week. As a little teaser, the special guest Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is Emily Mottram. Emily is an architect in Maine, the host of the E3 Energy and Efficiency with Emily podcast, and a co-host of the BS and Beer Show. Emily and the Brew Crew, as they call themselves, are on a mission to bring conversations about building science to the people, so to speak. And the BS and Beer Show is their online talk show where they do it. So we'll run with the theme of taking architecture to the people and see if we can figure out how to make architects and architecture more accessible to more than just the 1%. Today, we'll kick off the theme with a question. What can architects do to engage with people that might not think first about hiring an architect? This is an age-old question, and it's a tough one. The answer is obviously not the AIA running an ad or a series of three ads on TV during golf tournaments. In fact, I don't think the answer lies with the AIA or RIBA or AAIA, but I do think it probably starts with creating content. I'm pretty sure you've realized by now that one of the reasons that many people don't turn to an architect first is that they don't know that they need an architect. So getting on a high horse and getting preachy isn't going to help. I don't think legislating that all permits require an architect is the answer either. Not if you want to be valued. If people think you're a necessary evil now, it will be even worse if they're forced to hire you. I really think it has to start with individual architects taking up the challenge and meeting people where they are. You may not like that idea because you may feel like it's the job of some organization to save the profession, but I don't think it is. I know what I'm talking about amounts to more work. It may mean writing articles or speaking at the local library or creating YouTube or TikTok videos, but I really do think that that's the key. I don't think some nationwide organization has the power to connect with the public. But you do. This is one of those conversations that may well blow up. You may be really frustrated with this topic, but either way, I want to hear about it. We'll start this discussion on the Clubhouse app this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and continue it in the Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group today at 4 p.m. Eastern. Share what you think architects need to do to engage with people that don't know that they could or should or maybe even have to hire an architect. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.